97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. I'm Carl, and I ask every week at this time the people in the studio to give us their opinions of the headlines that I'm telling, if they are real or fake. Last week, Kim St. Ange won. Congratulations, Kim.
Thank you.
Because I wasn't here.
Okay.
But also, the last time Scott was here, Scott won.
That's right. I did.
So.
Very rare, but I did.
Ethan, we're going to start with you.
Wow, okay.
There we go.
Real or fake? Having chips and salsa at an event is more likely to increase attendance rather than a dog.
Oh.
If people know that there will be a dog there, are they more likely to attend, or having chips and salsa?
So wait, is this true or false, or
that
do I have to pick
real
chips?
Real or fake? Having chips or salsa is more likely to increase than having a dog. Real or fake?
I'll go real.
Kim Sainosh.
Food's a big driver. I know people love dogs, but I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I got to go true, too. I think there are enough people that don't like dogs.
You're all wrong.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
You're all wrong.
So it is dogs.
It's a dog.
Okay.
People love their damn dogs.
Well, if it was a cat.
Did you pick chips and salsa as a random thing?
Or, yeah.
That's pretty good.
People like chips and salsa.
I love chips and salsa.
Don't double dip.
All right. Kim St. Ange, according to the newest numbers from Instagram, Lionel Messi is the most followed person on Instagram. Real or fake?
I know he's very, very popular. I don't know. I'm going to say... I'll say true.
Real or fake?
I'm going to say false because I have someone else in mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Scott. I think there's somebody bigger.
And who is that person?
T-Swift.
No.
Selena Gomez? Wasn't she number one for a while?
Well, you just...
It's probably like Kylie Jenner.
So is it true or...
It is... False. It is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we still get credit.
That's probably all the that's all the women. I mean, yeah, I know there's soccer fans who would follow him because they like him as an athlete, but there's also probably the women who follow him just because.
In the same.
Oh, they think he's cute.
In the same release from Instagram, Scott Jagow, real or fake, the number one female is Ariana Grande. Okay. Real or fake?
Well, we're back to what I just said, so I guess I'm going to stick with T-Swift.
Ethan Bryant.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say fake, too.
I'll say fake.
It is fake. It is not T-Swift. It is Selena Gomez.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, the number one account that is followed the most by everyone is Instagram's own account.
Of course.
Because you follow Instagram because they give you your...
Do you automatically, by default, follow them whenever you sign up for an account? Because
I don't think so.
Is it kind of
like
so.
Tom from Facebook or whatever?
I don't think I follow Instagram.
MySpace.
MySpace. Yeah.
Ethan Bright, real or fake, 93% of teachers dip into their own wallets to furnish their classrooms. Real or fake?
I'd say real.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
What's the percentage?
93.
Yeah, I got to say true.
It is real. Which is a sad state.
Seems like we had that one before.
You think so?
Yeah, something similar.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Scott Jagow, real or fake, your skin does not have a sense organ to let you know whether it is wet or not. Real or fake?
Huh. It is the biggest organ.
True.
But I kind of would go with true.
Real or fake? Ethan Bright.
And I don't understand the question very well, so I'm going to say fake.
I like that reasoning. I'm going to say real.
It is real. It is real. Your skin does not know whether it's wet or not. You have to visualize it to see that it is wet.
So my nerves don't tell me that I'm wet?
No.
Disagree.
Well, if your head is underwater, you're going to know because you can't breathe.
Go ahead.
You'll figure it out.
It's science.
No.
It's biology.
I'll explain later.
Okay. Kim St. Ange, German chocolate was actually made by an American named Samuel German, not an actual German person. Real or fake?
Sure, I'll say real.
Scott Jagow.
I'm going to go fake.
Ethan Bright.
I am also going to go fake.
It is real?
No.
We have a tie right now.
Is it me?
No, you're
of course not.
You're the one that's not in the tie.
Poor Ethan.
Scott Jagow,
yeah.
Real or fake, the world's oldest captive fish has been alive since 1938.
Wait, captive?
Captive oh. fish. The world's most captive fish has been alive since 1938 in a San Francisco aquarium. Real or fake?
Good grief. All right. True.
See, I say real, too.
So. Okay, skip me. That's cool, kid. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you still in this?
Yeah, he's
oh,
not.
Wow.
Sorry.
I'll say real.
It is real.
Okay.
His name is Methuselah.
Samuel German.
That's the fish's name?
Methuselah, yeah.
I could just set the headphones
that makes sense.
Down.
I don't like this one. I'm going to go with this one instead. Kim St. Ange. The reason National Hispanic Heritage Month starts on September 15th is due to the Mayan calendar. Real or fake?
Fake.
Scott J.
Well, let's go true.
Ethan Bright.
I'm not in it. Let's go true. Oh, please,
for the
baby.
Second week in a row.
Boo.
Kim St. Ange is our winner.
Thank you.
It's on the 15th because Independence Day. In Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua are all September 15th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Because they got rid of Spain that way.
Get more at 971talk.com.